Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
And get closer to God and everything that we do. And we study the book of Proverbs every Sunday. So basically, since today is the 7th, we're going to be studying Proverbs 7 this morning. So, Mr. Jamal, you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you doing? Good morning. Good morning. So we start us off with a word of prayer, and we're going to get right to it, all right? Yeah, Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thanks for bringing us through another week, long week here. Pray that you just continue to bless us. Pray that you just help everybody online today. Pray that you just touch us all in a special way. Keep us heading in the right direction. And Jesus, now I pray, amen. So today, since Proverbs 7 is talking about the adulterous woman. All right, Minister Jamal, you want to start us out here?
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Thank y'all for tuning into the first word again. Proverbs 7, so we, like Brother Anthony said, we can get right into it. I'm going to read verse 1 through 5. Starts us off, it says, "My son, keep my words and store up my commandments within you." Verse 2, "Keep my commands and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye." Verse 3, bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. Verse 4, say to wisdom, you are my sister, and to insight, you are my relative. Verse 5, they will keep you from the adulterous woman, from the wayward woman with her seductive words. Now these verses, these five verses that I just read, it speaks to me because it's showing the urgency of the commands and the teaching, because it says, "My son, keep my words and store my commandments within you." Verse 2 is very key. It says, "Keep my commandments and you will live." So these commandments and these teachings, they are very, very, very serious and very, very important. So important that it's between life and death. So it goes on to say, bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and to insight, you are my relative. I don't know how many people on here have a brother and or sister or any close relatives, but I know and I found out because I have a brother, and I found out that it's certain things that it's a certain bond between me and my brother that can't be broken. It doesn't matter how mad we get at each other. It doesn't matter how many times we feud. It doesn't matter how many times that we just simply get into it because we're men. But one thing, for certain two things for sure, me and him can get into it in the house, but if I see him outside get into it with somebody, I'm going to be there. That's just a bond that we have. So that shows me how important I'm going to just keep it at important, how important it is for us to keep the commands and the wisdom and the teaching, because he says like the apple of your eye. So he God is showing us how important it is to obtain these things. What you think about that, Brother Anthony?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, man. It reminds me of what the guy was saying, you know, Friday night at the lock-in, where he was like, you know, usually in our own circle, when things are okay, you know, if somebody's going on you or something happens to that person, then it's okay. But when somebody else does it, then it's something totally different. That's what this reminds me of, you know, that situation right there.
And it's so important. It's so important because in the second verse, it tells us keep the commandments so we would live. Guard the teaching, apple of your eye, bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and to insight, you are my relative. That's just the importance of it, that we really need it. I know sometimes in my life, when all my friends and everything, when they started to turn back on me, I still had my family. So God is teaching us that this wisdom and insight is what we need to have. Because in order to go forward, in order to lead people, I was always told that you cannot lead people where you've never been. So we have to be able to sit down and get the word of God, hide it in our heart. It says, so verse 5 sums it up, because God understands that we're men and what we like. So verse 5 says, they will keep you from the adulterous woman, the wayward woman with her seductive ways. These are the reasons. So we can be able to sit down and as verse 31, Proverbs 31 teaches us the woman that we need. We got to be able to sit down and grasp that And be able to put that into use. Any comments from any men on the line today? We're gonna move on right on. Verse number 6 says,
at the window of my house, I looked down through the lattice. I saw among the simple, I noticed among the young men, a youth, a youth has no sense. Verse 8. He was going down the street to the near corner, walking down in the direction of her house. Verse 9. At the twilight, as the day was fading, as the dark night set in, verse 10, the woman came out to meet him, dressed like a prostitute, and with crafty intent. So in these verses, they're showing us that when it's close to, in those verses that I read, it shows me that at the closer that it got nighttime, and you know at nighttime, that's when, you know, most of the dirt is done because people trying to hide that. And it says that she came out dressed like a prostitute. So to me, when they say she's dressed like a prostitute, that means she's very appealing to the eye. So these are the reasons why we have to learn these teachings, and not just learn them to say when we are asked of them. No, but we need to learn them so much so that when we're in our sleep, that we know them, that when we come against the adulterous woman, the wayward woman, that would be the first thing that pops in our mind. Brother Anthony, what you think about that?
All right. We're going to keep on moving ahead. Verse 11
says,
Jamal.
Jamal.
Yes.
Hey, can I make a comment on that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the setup, you know, it's sort of like a setup. Sort of like when a producer for a movie is painting a scene and they're taking you step by step on what's getting ready to happen. And a lot of times the enemy will take his time and paint a scene for you. And in that verse 5, it talks about that young man that's void of understanding. In verse 7, it says, and behold, among the simple ones, I discerned among the youth a young man void of understanding. And so when a young man is void of understanding, the setup in verses 5 and 6 is set up. Let me go back to verse 5. What they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flatter with her words, for at the window of my house I look through my casement. And so I know early on this year, possibly last year, we talked about the woman that was talking here and how she knew exactly what she wanted and the whole setup. And if you're void of understanding, what happens is you don't understand that there's a setup being set up for you. In other words, you going down there, you know, skip to my loo, woo, 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 but there's a setup there that's trying to take you out. And you have to be very, very careful as a young man when you're around women, because if it's not the woman for you, you can get in a whole lot of danger and trouble and go down a road that you really shouldn't be going down. And so in studying these proverbs, understand that there's always a setup that's being like a producer setting up the scene. And here he is, void of understanding, and here she is getting ready to take him to a place that doesn't want to go. And if you don't understand that, what will happen is you'll end up with so much headache, so much drama, so much problem, all because you felt for what looked good. I know there was a group called BBD, and I know if you guys remember BBD, they came out a New Edition, Belle Biv DeVoe, and they had a song called Never Trust the Poison. That girl is poison. And one of the lines says, never trust a big butt and a smile. That girl is poison. And what you have to do is there's some poisonous folk out there that look good, sound good, talk it good, and if you don't slow down and pump your brake, stop and turn around, you'll be in for a lifetime of trouble, drama, misery, and you know nobody wants that. And when we study these proverbs, it's telling us, watch out for her. She doesn't mean you any good. Watch out for her. She can steer you down the wrong way. Don't get void of understanding and think you all this and think you all that and think you won't slip. If you go around long enough, you'll slip. And I always tell the guys that if you lay down with no drawers on, something's gonna happen. And a lot of times you lay down with no drawers on, two will lay down and three will get up. And you know, that's something. Yeah, two will lay down and three will get up. You have to understand that this is what's happening. This is the setup. You can't go for the okie dokie. You know, back in the 80s when I was riding around, it was don't get caught slipping. You know, people were jacking people, shooting people. You know, at the red light. You know, you couldn't stop. You couldn't look over in the car, not unless you was ready to go for your life. And you know, don't get caught slipping. And this is what, you know, we need to talk to the young men and even older guys. I've seen some older guys that have retired from their job, got hooked up with a young girl, 65 years old, and got her pregnant. Two laid down, three got up. Now she's stringing him out for drugs, stringing him out for money, and he had to go back to work as a porter, cleaning toilets, because he went for the Ovi dough, you know. So that's this stuff is real. I don't care how young you are, how old you are. Don't let booty rule you. Booty will make a slave out of you, and you'll be a slave for the rest of your life. So, you know, don't think it won't happen to you. Don't be arrogant and think that it's not going to happen to you, because it will.
Amen. And that's true, though. That's very, very true. I've seen, you know, some guys that were my friends, and they got hooked up with the wrong around the corner, and they ain't been the same ever since. Like you said, Pat. This. So.
I can't hear you guys.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah,
all right, it says verse 11 says, she is and her feet never stay at home. Verse 12 says, now in the streets, now in the squares, at every corner she lurks. So now, to me,
yeah, you fading in and out, man.
We have to be able. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to be able to realize and understand that, like, when God has a woman for us, that we will truly know. There will be no kicks, no turns, because it just says that in verse 12, it says that every corner she lurks, and it tells us in verse 11 that her feet never stay at home. So if her feet never stays at home, for once we understand that her house is not in order. And I don't know about any guys on here, but I know some females that look good and but their house is dirty. So that's showing them that they're not organized. They're worried more about what they looking like than what their house is looking like. And I know that women, see, when I came up under my grandmother and my mother, they made sure it was Saturday mornings. We dedicated whole Saturdays to cleaning up the house. And now I'm getting it and I'm understanding this. So in these verses, they're telling us that this is the type of woman that we need to watch out for, and in order to watch out for them, we have to be able to sit down and gain understanding and insight and wisdom, so we do not fall for these traps. Any comments?
Yeah, I definitely agree with what you guys are saying, man. And definitely been on point out of it. Us being men, you know, you see a lot of it going on nowadays. Now you know that everything's out there. And, you know, I want to say, like, you know, it's more available. And there's a lot more, you know, a lot more females out there that, you know, that talk to that. You know, it's different nowadays than the way that, you know, different ones approach you and stuff. It's crazy. But, you know, we just got to watch out for it, you know. Don't get, as we say, booty blinded. I mean, like, you know, like, look at beauty. You know, it's not your booty, it's your beauty, but, you know, it's different stuff like that. But at all the times, you just got to be vigilant of what's going on. You know, stay on your P's and your Q's. That's about it. That's what I got to say on that.
Amen. So is there any more comments before we move on?
Definitely got to make sure that you're looking at someone that's not, I call it ghetto fabulous. Always got something to say, always out in the street, always loud, running their mouth. Don't nobody want to go home to that. You got to make sure, you know, if you're in a relationship, that the person is stable, you know. you go down and you get with that person and you realize they're stable. Next thing you know, you're in a relationship with an unstable person trying to get out. You know, they psycho. You know, they predators. You can't get on the phone. They're all in your phone. You know, they're all in your ear. Who you talking about? You talking to someone from high school. Y'all used to be in the same class, and they ready to fight them, bust their windows out, all that crazy stuff. You gotta make sure you know who you, you know, hanging out with, because, you know, there's some folk out here that are cray cray, and you gotta make sure you observe and see them in different situations. You don't want to be in a restaurant, they all out slamming and cussing out the waiter and riding down the road, they hanging out the window and, you know, just all up in other dudes' faces. You know, you don't know why I want that, man. You got to make sure you are with a woman or young lady that's going to respect herself, like you're saying, you know, with a house and herself, respect herself, and, you know, back for you and others. And if you can see that, then that's something that would be attractive to you. But if it's just, you know, the boobs and the butt and the hips and everything, you know, that's going to get old if there's a whole bunch of drama in your relationship.
Amen, amen. Do you have any verses that stood out to you?
Is that who?
Pastor, you have any verses that stick out to you? Or Brother Anthony?
The one that stuck out to me was just that one where it says void of understanding. You know, it's just like you're a young man and you really don't know. That's how important it is for us to get an understanding. It's almost like it's not fair when you're young and you don't know. It's like you're being set up and you don't even know you're being set up. It's like they got the call on and you don't even know you're gonna get picked off. You watch a pitcher and the guy's on first base and you don't even know his move to first base. And the pitcher just comes over, throws the ball to the first baseman, you out. It's like you're not even prepared. You're just out there. So, you know, that guy that's trying to steal second, he has to study every pitcher that he comes up against on all their rosters and everybody in the league to find out what their move is toward first. And that's getting the understanding that, you know, when he does this, he's going to commit. When he does this or he moves his finger or he moves his leg or whatever, he's going to the plate. And then you can go about your business. But if you're not prepared, you don't know the guy's move, you know, you're just out there and you'll get picked off every time. And too many young guys are getting picked off all the time because they're not understanding the moves of the enemy that is trying to pick you off.
Amen. Man, this is very, you know, as we talk about us men being on the line and the younger men, it is important for us to grasp this now so there won't have to be two marriages or six baby moms.
Yeah, you're fading out. You're fading out.
You're fading out, Duval. Hello?
Yeah, I think he might be on mute.
Well, I'll tell you to get back. Yeah, now I hear you. Yeah.
Any verse stick out to you, Brother Anthony?
I mean, not the ones that you guys already pretty much covered. I mean, you know, the rest of it. Just
and that's
just
what's very key.
Just reiterate.
It's just
very, you know,
key.
Whatever is in it.
But look at verse 13, how it says he caught. This is what I was talking about, that pickoff move. In verse 13, it says, so she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me this day, I paid my vows, therefore came I forth to meet thee diligently to seek thy face and found thee. That's why I'm saying she's talking it real good. She's talking it real good. I have decked my bed with covering and tapestry and carved works with linen in Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, alloys, and cinnamon. And here she is. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning and let us solace ourselves with love. Now, here she's talking this and telling the dude, the young guy, that she's got a husband. For the good man is not at home. He has gone a long journey. And, you know, back in the day we said, you know, you love some strange stuff. You know, when you get something outside of your realm where you're going to go to the strange, you know, that belongs to somebody else, something you shouldn't be doing. And here he is caught up in the midst of this crazy stuff with somebody else's man, somebody else's wife. And he's in verse 22, it says, he goeth after her straightway. This verse 22, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stock. In other words, the end of it is going to make you look like a fool and take your life and take your soul because you couldn't stay away from the bootay.
I'm not the only one that's been straight away before, so it's much important for us to be able to, just like Pastor said, just be able to study the opposition's move. And it costs us a deal. Any last words, any comments before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I just want to say that everybody has weaknesses and everybody has challenges, but make sure you know the woman you get involved with and make sure she doesn't have these underlying motives, because I always tell the guys that are in these things that if you getting it and she give it to you, she'll give it to somebody else too. So make sure you know who you getting involved with. Anthony, I think your ball dropped off the line.
I'm here. So very, very, very important. So we're gonna look to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we wanna say thank you. Thank you for this opportunity, Father God, for us to fellowship on the line once again, Father God. We ask you, Father God, that you be with us in our services. Have your way in our lives, Father God. And keep us until come back, Father God. Just continue, Father God, to give us grace and mercy, Father God. Allow us not to be fools to the woman, Father God, or fools, Father God, just in general, Father God. So we just want to bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right, fellas, till next week is the first word.